Hi, this is a procedure recording for Fatima Wells, FATIMAHWELLS. Date of birth is 5/8/1981. Date of service is 6/19/2024. The patient presents is ongoing severe pain in the lower back, and also she is allergic to codeine, Tylenol codeine, which makes her vomit. She also reports of not being able to sleep. Most of her pain is located in the lower back, and it is making her walk even difficult. She also has pain in the right knee because of the damage to the anterior cruciate ligament and meniscus, medial meniscus trauma, and as of in the MRI. She also has a disc issues, herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 in the MRI dated 2024 May. The pain that is reported by her are constant and affecting her lower back, and they are also radiating to the right posterior buttock and upper thigh up to the knee. Mid back pain is also severe, and neck pain is also moderately severe, leading to the left arm constantly. In the neck, she has, in the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at level of C5 and 6. She also has, in the left shoulder, where surgery has been done, complex tear were present, and now she is improving quite a bit. So the procedure that is being done today is intralaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with epidurogram under fluoroscopy. And the procedure was done according to the protocol. Patient tolerated the procedure good, and she was discharged. The next procedure was intra-articular injection of the right knee. Medical indications are based on the MRI and ongoing findings and history. Patient has injured her right knee in the car accident, and the subsequent MRI shows ACL degeneration in arthrogram and also presence of lateral meniscus tear, posterior horn in the MRI dated 2023-95. The pain in the knee is constant, unable to walk, and the injection, steroid injection time second is being done today. The previous injection brought her significant relief, and the patient tolerated the procedure good. She was provided with a quad cane, ACE bandage, and knee brace, and for pain control, she was provided Narco 7.5 once a day, and requested to hold the Tylenol codeine and Ambien for sleep, 10 milligram at night for 7 days. So far, the patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days time, 15 days time. Thank you.